Thomas Jenkins is running as a write-in candidate in New York 19th Congressional District, the race featuring incumbent Republican Chris Gibson, Democratic challenger Julian Schreiman. Okay, Mr. Jenkins, make your case.
Well, I'm running on three principles: that government must have a conscience, that the two-party system is not representing the people, and that money should not buy representation. I believe that America is in crisis, actually. I think our politicians are not telling the truth to us, and I feel that the people really need to be represented, and I would like to be that voice.
How hard is it, Thomas Jenkins, to be a write-in candidate in New York State?
It's not too difficult, apparently. I spoke to Vic Work at the Ulster County Board of Elections, and you simply go down the congressional ticket, the line, and go to the write-in, and you write in a person who you would like. And I'm hoping that people will write in my name.
And do you have a middle initial? Because sometimes they get you that way.
H for Henry.
And do people know it? I mean, how do you let people know it? Some people are given stickers before they walk into a voting booth.
Well, I'm going to try to advertise more and use the internet and let people know. And I've been campaigning since March. And when it came time to petition, I was, you know, working, so it was very difficult to get signatures. And I had a blog out called Tom Jenkins for Congress at blogspot.com. And I had an idea that I wanted to get 10,000 signatures because that was the total number of signatures that the Democrats received during their primary. And I only needed 3,500. And I didn't reach my goal. I got 2,860-some-odd.
Wow. And,
so I decided to be a write-in. I asked Vic if there was another way to get on the ballot, and he suggested that. And so I'm trying to go forward with that idea, and I feel very encouraged by the people and very grateful for all those people who gave me encouragement. And people would say to me, Tom, we need people like you. We need an independent voice, and that's why I'm continuing on. It's going to be a struggle. I'm not saying, you know, that it's going to be an easy thing to do. But I'm going to try anyway, because I think the people deserve it.
Who do you think you will detract votes from? Because that's the way the game is played. It seems to me you are left of center, so you will hurt Julian Schreiben.
Well, I've met both of the candidates, and I don't think it's about the party. See, I really don't think it's about party politics anymore. I really think it's about a person who truly wants to represent the people. I think the people are being shortchanged.
But wait. Don't you think both guys confronted, I've interviewed them many times, don't you think both people would say, I really do want to represent the people? You think they're lying?
I would say they're representing the party. Okay? I'm not clear about Julian, because Julian, he speaks... I've heard him speak once. I've met him once. I went to his debate in New Pulse. I met Chris Gibson at a social event, and they both seem like very decent gentlemen. And but they are both party principled. And what I mean by that is that in the course of seeing the campaign outside, and that includes the major campaign, I think it's party politics. And let's go to one thing that's been very disturbing to me.
Okay.
That is the pledge that Grover Norquist has gotten 229 Republican congressmen to sign, and 47 senators. I think that's very unfair.
You mean no new taxes? That
no new taxes. I think we have to be realistic. That we have to have, the government must have revenue, and I think that's an automatic deterrent. I think a person who takes an oath of office of the Constitution of the United States to represent the people should not have signed an agreement. I think that kind of disqualifies them.
Well, wait a second now. But only one of your opponents, right? Did Chris Gibson, in fact, sign? Because I don't know.
Yeah, Chris Gibson did.
Okay, but Schreiben didn't, right?
No, Schreiben did not.
So here you have a situation. Look, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but obviously you say, well, it's all about parties, and parties are a bad thing. And by the way, you're not alone. George Washington said the same thing. Farewell address. A lot of people felt that parties would be the death of us. But in the end, if you want to preserve Medicare or if you want to preserve Social Security, it's going to be the Democrats in Congress which are able to fight off the Republicans. And you're taking those votes away from Schreiben, aren't you?
Not necessarily. I am 65 years old, and I am on Medicare.
Me too, yeah.
So I am totally a proponent of Medicare. As a matter of fact, okay, I'm very upset with the Republicans, okay? But I'm also upset with the Democrats. It's just not Medicare, okay? There's other issues, okay, beyond that, okay? I just really feel that I can represent the people because I feel for the people because I'm one of the people. It was never supposed to be when Alexander Hamilton wrote the Federalist Paper 52.
Indeed, I remember it very well.
He said...
I'm old, but not that old, but I do remember it.
Yeah. He said that the representative should have an intimate knowledge of the people. And what better person would be to have a working class person representing the people rather than a corporate lawyer? And I know... I totally respect Mr. Gibson and his service to the United States, and that's a very noble thing. But I just really think the people can relate to the people. A person who can relate to the people, who has been up against it, who knows what it's like not to have work, who knows what it's like to be knocked, have a knock on the door and say, "I'm serving you with a foreclosure notice," to be in a place where the person had a health scare and didn't have the proper health insurance and had to go through the whole thing with a pre-existing condition. I think the people need to be heard that government is getting away from knowing what's going on with the people. How is a lawyer supposed to know what the working class guy is going through every day to put money on the table?
Well, surely there are those people. Maurice Cinci was a very good example. He had a respectable career. He was in Congress for a long time. But clearly, he was a guy who would buck his party. He supported the Democratic Party, obviously, and they supported him.
I totally agree. I know Maurice. I paid my respects to him at an event in Woodstock. And I went up to him and I said, he had helped me out with something years ago. And I thanked him for it. And I commended him for his service, and I told him that I was running as an independent on the principle that government must have a conscience. And he said to me, "You're absolutely right, okay? The rest of them are just out for themselves." And I firmly believe that was a big moment for me when he said that to me, and I really like Maurice. And
he's endorsed Schreiben, hasn't he?
No, he has. I saw him at the library fair in Woodstock, and I asked him to sign my petition. He was telling me he would think about it. And he's going through some very difficult times right now, and I totally respect the man.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so let's talk a little bit of substance here. How would you put people back to work?
Well, I think Ulster County is a key place. It's really unfortunate that years ago that IBM left here and made the a pyramid that fed the community. It turned it around, and it has not been replaced. Governor Pataki never really replaced the IBM plant with any great jobs. I believe in green jobs for the area. I believe we have to help everyone. I believe that small communities have to help themselves. I believe that we have to work on keeping our communities thriving, and I think we have to look in smaller versions because there doesn't seem to be any major job program being able to get through Congress. If I get into Congress, I will urge whatever party wants to get it together to get a jobs bill passed I believe that there should be a living wage rather than a minimum wage. I think it's very difficult for people to live on a minimum wage.
Well, I can't disagree with you about that. Unfortunately, Thomas, we are out of time. I appreciate your willingness to do this with us and to be here with us. And it's unique to see somebody running as a write-in candidate. And we are talking to Thomas Jenkins. What's that middle initial again, Thomas?
H, and I have a blog at TomJenkinsForCongress@blogspot.com. I hope I can talk to you again, Alan.
Thank you so much for being with us.